In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
In this program, we are going to attract your kind attention to the traditions which discuss about the hidden meanings of the words, believers and belief, Muslims and Islam in the Holy Quran, proving the high position of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, and their vilaya, as well as the traditions that discuss about disbelief, polytheism and idol worship and their hidden meanings as mentioned in the Quranic verses.
While explaining the verse 2:90, evil is that for which they have sold their souls, that they should deny what Allah has revealed, out of envy that Allah should send down of His grace on whomsoever of His servants He pleases, so they have made themselves deserving of wrath upon wrath, and there is a disgraceful punishment for the unbelievers. The Blessed Ibn Shahra Ashab has quoted Imam Zainal Abidin, alayhi salam, that, here envy is against the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen and the legatees from his progeny. Therefore, the deniers of their vilaya are in reality unbelievers, deserving of divine wrath and disgraceful punishment.
Regarding the meaning of Allah's words, and thus, have we revealed the book to you. So those whom we have given the book believe in it, and of these are those who believe in it, and none deny our communications, except the unbelievers. The Holy Quran 29:47. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that what is meant by, those to whom the book has been given, are the Ali Muhammad, because its words and meanings are only with them, and, by this group, is meant all the believers facing the same prayer direction, Qibla. Yes. Some Muslims believe on the vilaya of the 12 infallible Imams, peace be upon them. However, a group denies it. This verse proves disbelief of the latter.
In the explanation of the verse, certainly Allah conferred a benefit upon the believers when He raised among them an apostle from among themselves. It is narrated that here, believers, means Ali Muhammad, and this explanation is better than what some commentators have ceremoniously said that, their selves, means race, which is Arab. Also, in the explanation of the verse, and, as for, those who believe and their offspring follow them in faith, we will unite with them their offspring, and we will not diminish to them aught of their work, every man is responsible for what he shall have wrought. The Holy Quran 52:21. It is popular opinion among the commentators that this verse is about the children of the believers whom Allah will admit to paradise along with their parents and forefathers. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that what is meant by, and as for those who believe, is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, the Amirul Mu'mineen and their legatees from their children and progeny whom Allah has included in caliphate and imamah with Amirul Mu'mineen, and that Nas, clear-cut divine command, which has been described in favor of Amirul Mu'mineen has not been decreased in the matter of his progeny, and their proof, hujja, and imamah is the same, and it is obligatory to follow all of them, and Allah Almighty says, say, we believe in Allah and in that which had been revealed to us, and in that which was revealed to Ibrahim, and Ismail, and Ishaq, and Yaqub, and the tribes, and in that which was given to Musa and Esat, and in that which was given to the prophets from their Lord, we do not make any distinction between any of them, and to Him do we submit. The Holy Quran 2:136. That is, we have not discriminated against any one of them, and we are obedient to Allah. So, if they also believe as you have believed, then doubtlessly they are rightly guided, and if they deviate and disbelieved then they are in the state enmity and envy. Then, O Messenger! Allah will protect you from their evil, and He hears and knows everything. The Blessed Kolaini, Ayashi and others, Ramatullah Alayhim, have narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, in this verse, say, is the address to the Ali Muhammad, that is, to Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, and thereafter the Imams from their progeny and condition of, if they believe, means all other people. It is essential that, their faith should be like the faith of the Imams, and they should also follow them in beliefs and actions, deeds. Most commentators have opined that the address of, say, is to all the faithful people. If they believe, means, if they believe in their opinion, it is about the people of the book, that is, the Jews, and the Christians, and what is found in the explanation of the traditions is more convincing than their comment, because, that which had been revealed to us, is more fitting with this tafsir as Quran was first revealed to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to their Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, who were present in the House of Revelation, and thereafter it reached other people, and with it has been mixed or joined what had been revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail, and to other prophets. Therefore, as there is the description in these two phrases of the prophets and messengers, it is fitting with this, revealed to us, also because the grade of, towards them, should be like the messengers and their legatees. The blessed Kolani and Noma'ani, Ramatola Alehima, say that, when the explanation of the verse, and there are some among men who take for themselves objects of worship besides Allah, whom they love as they love Allah. The Holy Quran 2:165, was inquired from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, he said, they are friends of the first false caliph, Abu Bakr, and the second false one, Omar, whom people made their imams, leaving the one whom Allah had made imam for the people.
In the explanation of the verse, and oh, that those who are unjust had seen, when they see the chastisement, that the power is wholly Allah's, and that Allah is severe in requiting evil. When those who were followed, shall renounce those who followed them, and they see the chastisement, and their ties are cut asunder. And those who followed, shall say, had there been for us a return, then we would renounce them as they have renounced us. Thus, will Allah show them their deeds to be intense regret to them, and they shall not come forth from the fire. The Holy Quran 2:165-167. It is said that, by Allah, they are the leaders in oppression, those who had led oppression by grabbing the rights of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and those who obeyed the grabbers.
In Tawilal Ayatul Bahira, it is mentioned in the explanation of the verse. Is there a God with Allah? Nay. Most of them do not know. The Holy Quran 27:61. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, asked, can a leader in deviation be a partner of the leader of guidance, so that they may join one another? Also, in Tafsir Ibn Mahiyar, it is narrated with reliable chains of narrators that the Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, said, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told me, O Ali, there is no distance between the one who loves you, and the one by looking at whom his eyes become cool, but that death comes to him, meaning for the whole life, there will be no distance. Then, he recited this verse, O Lord, bring us out of hell, so that we may do good deeds with the Vilaya of Malana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali, contrary to what we were doing in the world earlier, due to his enmity, and said that, when our enemies will enter hell and say this, they will be told, did we not preserve you alive long enough, so that he who would be mindful in it, should mind? And there came to you the warner, therefore taste, because for the unjust, there is no helper. The Holy Quran 35:37. The Imam said, there will be no helper for those who oppressed Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam, who may assist them, and save them from the divine punishment.
And the Almighty Allah says, and, as for, those who keep off from the worship of the idols and turn to Allah, they shall have good news. The Holy Quran 39:17. The blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that the latter addressed the Shia saying, it is you who refrained from worshipping Taghut, others than Allah, by not obeying the tyrant caliphs, Abu Bakr and Omar and Osman and their following tyrants, and whoever obeyed an oppressor has doubtlessly worshipped him.
Moreover, the blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated that Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, was requested to explain the divine words. If you associate with Allah, your work would certainly come to naught and you would certainly be of the losers. The Holy Quran 39, 65. Commentators have said that, it means that, if you associated anyone with Allah, then surely your deed will become null and void and doubtlessly you will be among the losers. It is mentioned in some traditions that, here apparent address is to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, but it is aimed to warn others as a proverb goes, we tell you so that the neighbor may hear. In this tradition the Imam said that, what is meant, is not what you think and imagine. When Allah revealed to his messenger, to introduce Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, as a sign of knowledge and guidance, to the people, and to make him, his legatees so that people may hear him and testify to him. At that time, Allah sent this verse about the appointment of Amirul Mu'mineen, O Messenger. Convey the command, to the Ummah, which has been revealed to you by your Lord. At that time the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, complained to Jibra'il and said, people are giving me a lie regarding the caliphate of Ali, alayhi salam, and they are not obeying my word. So, Allah revealed this verse, that if you associate anyone with Ali, then your deeds will be nullified, and cancelled. It is impossible that Allah may send a messenger to the people of the world, and then he may be a friend of the sinners, and then fear that they will assign associates to Allah. In the sight of Allah, a messenger is more reliable and trustworthy than one to whom he may say, if you will associate someone with me, whereas he comes to eradicate polytheism and for making people give up every false deity. So, what is meant, is that if you will associate anyone in the vilaya of Ali, alayhi salam, then your deeds will become null and void.
Moreover, it is narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, with reliable chains of narrators that, in the explanation of the verse, and thus, did the word of your Lord prove true against those who disbelieved that, they are the inmates of the fire. The Holy Quran 40, 6. He said, it means that, in this way the command of Allah has become fully applicable for those who become disbeliever, as they are the people of hell. It means, it is the Bani Umayyah who became disbelievers, and they alone are the people of hell. Thereafter Allah has said, those who are upholding the arsh or throne. The Hazrat said that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his legatees are the upholders of the throne of divine knowledge, its loftiness and greatness. Allah has said, the angels are glorifying their Lord and praying for the forgiveness of the faithful. The Imam said that, they are the Shias of Ali Muhammad, saying, O our Lord! You have covered everything with your knowledge and mercy. So, forgive those who repent, that is, those who repented for having loved the tyrant caliphs, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Muawiyah and Bani Umayyah, and they followed your path. The Hazrat said, they followed and obeyed Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali Murtaza, alayhi salam, because he is the path of Allah. And save them from the punishment of the hell, our Lord. And make them enter the gardens of perpetuity which thou hast promised to them, and those who do good of their fathers, and their wives, and their offspring, surely thou art the mighty, the wise. And keep them from evil deeds, the Holy Quran 40, 9. The Imam said that, hereby evils are meant Bani Umayyah, and all of their tyrant caliphs, and those who believed in them or followed them. And whom thou keepest from evil deeds this day, indeed thou hast mercy on him, and that is the mighty achievement. Surely, those who disbelieve, shall be cried out to, certainly Allah's hatred of you, when you were called upon to the faith, and you rejected, is much greater than your hatred of yourselves. They shall say, our Lord! Twice didst thou make us subject to death, and twice hast thou given us life, so we do confess our faults, is there then, a way to get out of hell? The Holy Quran 40, 9-11. The Imam said, it means Bani Umayyah who became disbelievers and faith means Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. That is because, when Allah alone was called upon, you disbelieved, and when associates were given to him, you believed, so judgment belongs to Allah, the High, the Great. The Holy Quran 40, 12. Meaning, the confirmation of punishment for you, is because of the fact that when, in the world, the faithful were remembering Allah with His oneness, you were denying, and when the polytheists were making associates for Allah, you believed them. So today command is only for Almighty Allah. The Imam said this address is to the opponents, that is, when they were mentioning Ali's wilaya, you were denying, and when they were associating others in the Caliphate and Imamah of Ali, and were mentioning the name of any other Imam you were agreeing, and were accepting his Imamah.
Likewise, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, has said explaining the divine words. Therefore, we will most certainly make those who disbelieve taste a severe punishment, and we will most certainly reward them for the evil deeds they used to do. That is the reward of the enemies of Allah, the fire, for them therein shall be the house of long abiding, a reward for their denying our communications. The Holy Quran 41, 27-28. Doubtlessly to those who became unbelievers, because of rejecting the wilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, we will make them taste severe punishment in the world, and surely will give the worst reward of their misdeeds which they were doing in the world. The punishment for the enemies of Allah, and their permanent dwelling is hell, that is, they will never come out of it. This is the reward of those people who were denying our communications in the world. The Imam said here, communications, means the 12 infallible Imams. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salam, that he said, by Allah, only we are the guardians or valet of the people, and we are most perfect in religion among all the people, for whom religion has been made manifest and explained as Allah has said. He has made plain to you of the religion what He enjoined upon Nu, and that which we have revealed to you, and that which we enjoined upon Ibrahim and Musa and Isa that keep to obedience, and be not divided therein. Hard to the unbelievers is that, which you call them to, Allah chooses for Himself whom He pleases, and guides to Himself him who turns to Him. Frequently Allah chooses for Himself whom He pleases, and guides to Himself him who turns to Him, frequently. The Holy Quran 42, 13. He has made plain to you of the religion. That is, O Ali Muhammad, we have made manifest and described religion for you. What He enjoined upon Nu. Of what He willed to Nu, alayhi salam. And that which we have revealed to you, and that which we enjoined upon Ibrahim and Musa and Isa. And O Muhammad, what we have revealed to you, is the same which was willed to Ibrahim and Musa and Isa. The Imam said, we are aware of their knowledge, and we have conveyed whatever we knew, and we are the trustees of knowledge. Hence, we are the heirs of messengers and of the great prophets that keep to obedience. O Ali Muhammad, establish religion, and be not divided therein. And there should be no difference in the matter of true religion. Rather remain united and satisfied. Hard to the unbelievers is that which you call them to. Towards that which, O Messenger, you are inviting them, is very hard for the polytheists. The Imam said that, it is the wilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, whom some people have associated with Abu Bakr and Omar. That is, O Prophet, the one who believes in your word regarding Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and accepts it. Likewise, the Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated that Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, said to Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah that, love of us Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, is a thing which is written by Allah on the right side of the believer's heart, and the one on whose heart Allah wrote this, nobody can ever erase it. Have you heard Allah's words? These are, they into whose hearts, He has impressed faith. The Holy Quran 58, 22. And the love for us Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, is faith.